Chapter 5. The men sat around the ship. Chasing Moby Dick was dangerous. Hunting whales was dangerous. Everyone thought, I am going to die. We sailed to the Azores. It was night. The crewman on watch shouted, There she blows! Everyone woke up. The captain was on deck. The best man steered the ship. We tried to find the whale, but it was gone. 2 days later, we saw the whale again. It disappeared again. It was a white whale. It was Moby Dick. He was like a ghost. We looked for him for days. We sailed to the Cape of Good Hope. The wind howled, the sea was rough, water washed over the ship. It was lonely and scary. The wind was loud, the ship was quiet. Starbuck went to the captain's cabin. The captain was asleep. Starbuck was standing by the map table. You terrible old man. You're asleep in a gale, but you're still chasing the whale, Starbuck thought. We saw a ship called the Albatross near the Crozets. The ship was at sea for a long time. The men were on the ship for 4 years. They looked like wild men. Ship ahoy! Did you see the white whale? Captain Ahab shouted. The captain shouted back, but the Albatross was too far away. Ahoy there! This is the Pequod. We're sailing round the world. We're chasing the white whale. We're going to sail for 3 years. If we don't come home, we're lost at sea, said Captain Ahab. The fish swam away from the ship. Swim away from me, will you? The captain shouted at the fish. Come, men, we're going round the world. We sailed to Java. The lookout saw a white creature in the water. The white whale! The white whale! He shouted. All the men ran onto the deck. Captain Ahab stood on the front of the ship. The boats went out in the water. The white creature came to the surface. It was a giant squid. We all forgot about Moby Dick. We're lucky. Not many people see the squid and live, said Starbuck. Captain Ahab didn't say anything. He turned his boat round and headed back to the ship.